ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Deaths are reported in the hundreds by both sides 2 days into the new Mideast war. Many more are injured, and Israelis have been kidnapped by Hamas militants from Gaza, say both sides. Israel retaliating with rocket attacks on Gaza. The mother of one of the hundreds of young people who were at a music festival in Israel, which was attacked. She says her daughter phoned her, but she hasn't heard from her since.
I want the world to condemn this behavior. I didn't bring my children up to hate anybody.
Hundreds at the music festival reported dead. ABC's Ian Pannell in Israel.
You really do get this sense that not only is there an active conflict, a war developing, but that it's evolving. You hear the sound of fighter jets overhead, attack helicopters, drones are in the air. We heard the sound of Hamas militants firing mortars. We saw rockets. We saw the Iron Dome, this air defense system in operation. And of course, there are still Hamas militants inside Israel.
Our Ian Pannell in Israel. This is ABC News. As tent camps for the homeless grow in downtown Cleveland, Ohio, people are looking for solutions. One factor, says Chris Nidstrict of the Northeast Ohio Coalition for the Homeless.
You know, when you remove 40 people from the airport, we got to find a place for them to go.
City councilwoman calls for state-funded permanent housing. Today, 2 months since the deadly wildfire on Maui, tourists are being welcomed back. This update from ABC's Alex Stone.
Jeremy De Los Reyes is one of the 7,500 evacuees who lost their homes and have been living in the resorts and now will be populated by tourists. The 48-year resident of Maui is angry, saying there's no reason why visitors should be flying in and staying at resorts expecting the fire victims who work there to serve them drinks and to bring them pool towels.
Who in their right mind would feel that it is okay to go visit a disaster zone?
But many business owners on Maui say 2 months later it is time that Maui survives on tourist money, and to survive, they need tourists to return.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
Ooh, Jimmy K's own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million.
I'm, you know what, I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker and Terry Barr. It is time for Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Also, Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated, herbalaspect.com, Rocker.
Jimmy, it's time for Live in the Lair.
Woo!
It seems like Ryan McGrath and Tall Paul were destined to be in a band together. Ryan took the way of Oregon, Wisconsin, that is, to Montana and back to Madison, while Paul was deep pier to Madison to Chicago and then back to Madison. Orbiting the same sun, the pair of destiny collided, forming a new fusion of blues with a tinge of country. The pair are joined by Dr. James, the cardiologist.
The cardiologist?
On drums, Willie Roadhouse Roush on bass. Altogether, they are the Ryan McGrath Band. Guys, you are live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. Welcome to our new digs.
You're here. They're like, what?
They're so shocked. No one's talking.
Dave, the last time these guys were in the lair was way back in 2020.
Oh, wow.
We had Paul and we had Ryan here. We need to find out about how these four people on separate journeys came around to be in the band called the Ryan McGrath Band. So let's start at the top and work our way down. Ryan McGrath, namesake of the band. How did you get your start in music? What was your journey before you started this band? What is your backstory?
Let me tell you my life story, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just get going.
I just got to unload. This is like therapy. No, I got started. I took piano lessons when I was a kid.
Yay for piano.
Yeah, and then eventually ended up playing the cello. Guitar was the only instrument that I taught myself, which I think is why I liked it the most. I learned how to play along to all these Lynyrd Skynyrd songs, which was the only way to learn, really. I mean, if you're going to play the guitar, that's the way to do it. And I don't know. I went to school for music. Now I'm a welder. It's terrible.
Where did you go to school at?
I went to the Montana State University. Go Cats! Go Cats!
That, wow. That's Bozeman, right?
Yeah. Brozeman, Montana. Where the men are men, the women are scarce, and the sheep are nervous. Yeah. No, it's it's a weird town.
But, how did you end up there?
Well, they had a good program, and I thought I'd give it a try. I love Montana, and I loved living out there, but I loved moving home, too. I love Wisconsin. So,
what specifically did you go to school for music-related? What was your degree? What would you do?
Jimmy, I have a Bachelor of Arts.
I see you take that seriously.
Yeah. In music technology.
Oh, wow.
Which is a lot like having, I don't know, $5 or something. Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. It's good. Yeah. It's a great program out there. And then when I moved home, met up with these boys, and we've been playing ever since.
Now, you said you started with piano. Nobody starts with piano without their parents. Tell us about what role your parents had in your musical upbringing.
Yes, it's true.
My mom wanted me to play piano, and I was on my grandmother's piano, which I got a nasty habit of burning pianos, like we like to burn them in the fire pit. At the house, it's like a nice party.
No kidding.
You know? Oh yeah, dude, it's an awesome time. You shoot them a few times, make sure they're good and dead. And my mom actually asked me recently. She's like, "You'd never burn Grandma's piano, would you?" And I was like, "Not as long as you're alive."
Oh,
I mean,
well,
at any rate. But I started there. My mom would take me to piano lessons, and she'd get mad at me for not practicing, and or whatever, she used to set an oven timer, like, you know, you got to practice for 30 minutes every day, and I'd just play whatever the heck I wanted, you know, like,
she could hear you playing piano, and that's all she cared.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How many pianos have you killed?
Oh, dude, I think we've done at least 12.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I mean, people just giving them away. They don't want them anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing the world a service, Jim.
Oh,
I'm doing the world a service. That's what it is. All right. You know?
I have this kitten I don't want.
Oh, hey.
No. Yeah.
We're not going there. Hey, did Montana impact any of your music? Do you feel like it's done something for you?
Oh, for sure. I mean, being away from family, away from home, and looking at mountains every day. That's a big part of my musical development, and also like trying to make it on your own. You know, you don't have anybody looking out for you when you move to a town and you don't know anybody. Mm-hmm. That made a huge difference in my life.
What brought you back to Madison?
A girl.
I'm
married to her now. I mean,
so it worked out.
Yeah, it did. And she's wonderful.
Did you two meet here in Madison or in Montana?
We actually graduated high school together.
Okay. High school sweethearts.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we met in middle school. She's wonderful. And it's just funny. I'm making it sound weird, but it's actually cool. You know?
Yeah.
No, my wife is a sweetheart.
Well, you love the blues. We know that.
Yeah.
Yes. There are so many classic blues players. So who are any of those players, maybe, who inspire your playing, songwriting, and why?
Well, I got into Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which led me to his influences. Lightnin' Hopkins, T-Bone Walker, The Three Kings, B.B., Albert, Freddie. I mean, that's how I learned to play guitar for real, was like listening to those guys. I mean, there are no better blues guitar players. And, you know, certainly like Buddy Guy, Muddy Waters, like all that stuff. I just resonated so much with that in college. And that was really like when I got in the blues.
Nice.
So.
Well, let's get back to some live music. Actually, the first song, You Are Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Let's get some live music with the Ryan McGrath Band. Guys, the first song you have for us tonight, it's called Figured You Out. Oh, boys, is this another breakup song?
Oh, no.
It's not a breakup song. Like, I keep writing these songs, and then Paul's always like, well, this is another song Ryan wrote about his wife.
And I'm like,
no, it's not like that. It's not like that. I love my wife.
Ryan McGrath Band, Live in the Lair.
Thank you.
Ryan McGrath Band live in the lair here on Civic Media.
It's getting hot in here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. Ryan McGrath would love to answer your question.
He's like, what?
I know. We didn't talk about this, but
what are the questions about?
We don't know yet. We'll find out.
We'll let you know when we get some for you.
All right.
Yeah.
I had a frog that died, and I would like to dedicate a song to him.
Ribbit.
Casey Kasem style.
Well, Tall Paul, since you're talking already, before we go on, how tall are you?
Oh,
well, I used to be taller than Ryan, but then I had to have a couple surgeries, and so now, yeah, I'm a little shorter than Ryan.
So I was very interested in your backstory on how you got started playing harmonica, because you came from Madison to Madison from DePere to attend the University of Wisconsin and got introduced to what was at the time an incredible blues scene in Madison. Tell us your story. How did you come to harmonica?
I went on a date, and we went to the Blue Monday show at OK's Corral. It had Clyde Stubblefield on drums, Westside Andy on harmonica, Mel Ford on guitar. I can't remember the keyboard and bass player. Probably Doc, yeah. And I just remember I was there, and I heard the sound that Andy was making with that harmonica and that microphone, and it moved me. And it basically just, it was a religious experience. Like, I literally that night was like, I want to do that. And I went at it with the mind of a child and said, I don't care how long it takes me to do it like that, but I'm going to do it.
That's amazing. On this first song, your harmonica play was awesome.
And did you see him swap out harmonicas too? He's got like a whole tool chest of harmonicas. Right, here.
I didn't see the swap out in the middle of the song.
It was so smooth. Yeah. But
what's your favorite? You have so many harmonicas there. What's your one favorite special harmonica?
Ooh,
that
that's like asking about what's your favorite kid, isn't it? Yes.
No, like they're all my children. I love them all equally. But my favorite key harmonica to play is the key of A. And I can play that in the key of E, A, or B. I can sometimes go into other positions on the harmonica so I can play in other keys. But the way Ryan writes music, it's amazing because I had to play with other bands before I met Ryan that were not blues bands. They were Latin bands or Dixieland and jazz bands. And I love all that kind of music. And I wanted to do it on the harmonica. And I had to, it was hard, because there wasn't a lot of examples of harmonica players doing it, and there's missing notes on the harmonica. So I had to study and figure things out, and I played with these other bands and figured out how to have a part, and I felt like it was all training for me to be able to play the songs that Ryan writes, because he writes these songs, and they're not traditional blues things. And so I play in different positions on these different songs. Positions are like different keys of music related to the key of the harmonica that I'm using. And I just figure out what fits with what he writes. And then that's how I figure out what my part's going to be.
Wow. It's much more complicated, I think, than anyone actually realizes.
Now, after Madison, you went down to Chicago, and that's like the land of the blues.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about some of your Chicago foray, because you played with a lot of cool people down there.
Oh, yeah. My first foray down there was to Rosa's Lounge, and I used to sit in with Little Max Simmons. Mm. And when I first met him, he was actually playing at the Silver Moon outside of Janesville, and I went and bought a CD from him at Set Break, and he said, I play harmonica. And he said, well, I'll get you up next set. And he got me up, and we played Little Walter's Juke. And, you know, at the end of the song, he goes, well, you sound real good for a young guy, but, you know, there's a lot of things you can still learn. And I'll give you an invite to come down to Chicago and play with the house band at the jam session at Rosa's. So I would go down there, and he would make sure he got me up with the house band so I didn't get messed with by the jammers because, you know, they didn't like harmonica players.
Oh, man.
So they'd be like, oh, we'll do something in D-flat or something like that. Ooh. But, no, I played with the house band, and the way Little Mac taught me was, you know, if I was doing it right, he'd give me a smile and a nod. If I wasn't doing it right, he'd bet. You better clean that up because people are paying cover charge to come in here and hear it. So that's how he taught me.
I like that. So who are the jammers and why don't they like harmonica players?
Yeah. Wow.
There's a lot of bad harmonica players out there. and there's a lot of bad harmonica players that also are not musically trained. Yeah. And they don't have any respect for, like, you know, if the band has a gig, they just automatically think, oh, I'm going to sit in. It's like, no, you got to be invited. And I've never asked to sit in, but I've let people know that I play. And then sometimes, especially in Chicago, they would usually let me sit in because that's a tradition down there.
So you're okay with the jammers are okay with you. Or are they still after you? They're not coming here, are they?
I don't know.
Tracking devices.
Time to lock the door.
Before we get back to some live music here, Paul, you work closely with my good friend and the legendary blues keyboardist Barrel House Chuck in Chicago. And you really worked a lot with him. Tell us about what you did with Barrel House Chuck and some of his record collection.
I met him, actually he played a blues cruise with Billy Flynn up in Green Bay just before I moved to Chicago when I was still living in Green Bay, and I met him. I knew who he was, but I had never met him before, and I started talking with him. He's a friendly guy. I told him I moved down to Chicago, and he said, all right, well, yeah, you got to come over and check my place out, and he invited me over, and yeah, he had this amazing record collection and blues paraphernalia collection, like, you know, amplifiers and microphones and just amazing stuff. And he was a great musician, and he loves harmonica players, and he liked that I had passion, so he invited me to play out, and I got to play with him on gigs with, like, Billy Flynn and Bob Stroger and James Big Wheeler.
Legendary guys.
Yeah.
And what is it with blues guys always so having the best names?
That's true.
They all have the greatest names.
And Barrel House Chuck, rest his soul, he was one of the best. All right, well, let's get back to some live music in the lair with Ryan McGrath Band, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us, it's called Damn That 101. The horn line is actually played on a low harp. How does that go?
In my socks, a good looking woman, and I'm on a roll. Peter would stop digging stone, and then the room starts spinning. You lose control, yeah. Be the good girl's gotta play the next up. Be the good girl who wants to touch a little more. Be the good girl's working on a bad itch. Be the good girl who wants to be a soul rich. Mom's starts gun, I hit her no shirt, no shoe on the run. Every time I get together, it's electric, it's eclectic, but fire up the engine just for fun. No regrets are the best, mama. Damn that 101. That wild turkey. Home record in the cutoff, sweater tied to leave, can't forget her. Walking up, can't find the words, and then she pulls my mouth right next to her swear. Be the good girl that's working on a bad itch. Be the good girl that wants to feel so rich. Be the good girl that's gotta play next out. Be the good girl that wants to touch a little more. Most eyes cut, I hear no shirt, no shoe on the run. Hey, every time time I get together, it's electric, it's eclectic, with the five, the M's are just for fun. No regrets at the best, baby, down that 101. Famous movie Birdemic Shock and Terror. Cheers, hanging out,
hanging out,
yeah,
hanging out with my family, having ourselves a party.
Just hanging out,
hanging out,
yeah, low,
hanging out with my family, having ourselves a party.
Hey,
hanging out,
yeah, me,
hanging out with my family. Have ourselves a party.
Just hanging out,
hanging out,
hey!
Hanging out with my family, having ourselves a party.
Cool summer breeze made me feel at ease. Barbecue's front, Uncle Philly's snoring. Bad mama's in the kitchen, everybody whistling. She's gonna get to fixing their favorite dish. Just hanging out,
hanging out,
yeah, yeah.
Hanging out with my family, having ourselves a party.
Just
hanging out,
yeah.
Hanging out with my family, having ourselves a party.
Pretty girl walk by, doesn't even mind saying hi. Now I'm starting to feel so mellow, and I hear somebody say hello. Now grandma starts to dance on, Velma starts to prancing. Make sure that none of them fellas low. Cha! And then glancing. Just hanging out.
Hanging out,
yeah, yeah.
Hanging out with my family. Having ourselves a party.
Just hanging out.
Hanging out,
yeah.
Hanging out with my family. Having ourselves a party.
Nah, nah. Can I throw the drummer some?
Yeah.
Can I give the drummer some?
You can't hear the audience, but they're saying, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right.
James, 1, 2, 3, 4.
James, throw us some bows.
James didn't give us the people's elbow that time, but he wanted to. There it is, there it is! Fellas, I'm ready to take it to the chorus.
Yeah.
Can I take it to the chorus?
Yeah.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Ryan McGrath Band live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. That was my first drum solo ever live on the radio. Right. And I want more.
Woo!
Give the drummer some.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a break real quick. Yep. We got to pay the bills. When we come back, more live music in the Lair with the Ryan McGrath Band on Max Inc.
So good.
Rock, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group. And move to Madison.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at the UPSstore.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Talk about state and local politics, but in a fun, innovative, and uncomplicated way. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays from 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Welcome back to Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music until midnight. We got Max Inc. Heavy coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. Also want to tell you about Mad Unity, a brand new show on Friday nights here on Civic Media. DJ Cosmo Brown and Frequency giving you the best house, techno, drums, bass, dubstep, and EDM. Friday nights at 10 p.m. here on Civic Media.
Jimmy, we're going to get moving right along with the Ryan McGrath Band here. You know, we just heard this great drum solo.
It was so good.
Give the drummer some. Tell us, that was briefly amazing. Tell us about your pacemaker back there.
Oh, James is the man. He basically plays like an octopus. And I got to tell you this, he is even more amazing when he's got like a hot dog or something that he's eating. Because with one hand down, the dude is still just like the best drummer you've ever heard in the world. Like he's so good. We're so honored to have him with the Ryan McGrath Band. Like, but dude, seriously, the guy can house a cheeseburger and like Just play drums like you never heard.
All right, give me a snare for a hot dog or a tom for a brat. What's your preference?
I gotta have that snare. Oh, I gotta have that snare.
Nice.
But no, James is also like one of the nicest guys. He's my brother. He's a good guy.
You guys are all solo, individually talented. I mean, it's crazy to watch each of you play, but put it together and it's shoo-wee. Let's get to another song. It is. Ryan McGrath Band, live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. And this next song you have is called Ooh, Devil in Disguise.
You are the devil in disguise. No, I'm just kidding.
Tasmania? Tasmanian devil, maybe?
You don't good when you look through the camera, 150 eyes, all of the hell, yeah. There's no doubt about it, let's forget about it. Even though this guy didn't love talk about it, but you don't bother who he shot. Then you look around and see the party you got. Well, don't know about you, my text is dead, like it'd be. Spend a little time with you, ain't it funny when you look back and feel on the poor soul snipping at the back of your ears. Well, just leave him there, you'll never care. You got to look so good, it wasn't really ever fair. You don't smile cause burn with bits of mine. Hey. You look up and when I get close, it's cold as hell to the touch. No, I've seen it with my own eyes. Hey, you devil in the sky. You never warn them that you can't have them. Your heart is like a knife, you use it to stab. Heavenly for you, all the credits you keep from in on the seams of your skin. And you don't care, or for just a little stitching is cool. Need it is brittle, but you can't rip on them, can't step on them. Got a body, you just keep tripping them. You don't smile, cause burn would be too much. Well, you look up and when I get close, it's cold as hell to the touch. No, I'm saying it with my own eyes. Devil in the sky. Around 8, cause man work late, my place pump the music loud. Remember every time I text, and I feel it in my chest, just praying that he wouldn't find out. Well, drinking brown liquor with the television, thinking no clothes, lights low, kind of blue on the stereo. And in the morning, you'd be gone, with a message on my phone saying, yo, man, still didn't know it. Then came the aftermath and said, verbatim, you didn't even think that breaking up with him was on the table. So I pitched for his member, but you'd never be my baby, you know, lately it's been just too painful. Then told me, then you sent me the pic, with a message said for your eyes only. Said you regret it, then you sent a message. Said you wanna spend the night because you're feeling lonely. Well, you don't smile, cause the bottom would bitch so much. You look hot, yeah. I get cold, cold to the touch now. Hell, the touch. I'm not saying it with my own eyes. You're the devil in this sky. You know good when you look to the camera, 150 eyes that only have your set now.
Very nice. McGrath Band live in the lair here on Civic Media. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text in the Civic Media app. Terry or Rocker, any incoming text at all? Or?
No, it's quiet on the text line right now. I think everybody's just...
blown away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They don't want to like pick up the phone and go, you know, now I'm distracted. I want to just listen to this great music. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Ryan, now, I want you to tell me quickly about your bass player. Give the bass player some. Yes. Willie Roadhouse Rouse. He's Sam Elliott's stunt double. Tell us about your fabulous bass player over here in the corner.
Willie Roadhouse Rouse is one of the finest young men you'll ever meet. He is so great. Talented bassist, very passionate about music. And he is always, for some reason, at set break shows, hanging out with the finest looking women in the whole joint. I don't know how he does it.
I could see him doing
it. I'm not trying to get him in trouble or anything.
He's got a big grin on his face.
He
right
does.
Now.
But he's right. He's right. He does.
We need to get him a microphone next time.
Okay, so we've heard about everybody and everybody's kind of story. Ryan and Paul, how does all of these, it's a lot of moving parts that you had to bring together to create this amazing band. How did this all get started?
Well, I met Paul for the first time at a backyard gig for a doctor down in southern Wisconsin.
Oh my gosh.
And we'd been trying to get him to play with the band for a while, and it just wasn't working out. You know, he always had like to work or whatever. And then he finally showed up, and it was the coldest day of the year, and it was around this time of year. And I remember saying to him at the end of the night, I was like, dude, you gotta come back, you know, and play another show with us, because I can do a lot cooler things when my hands aren't freezing cold. And he was like, yeah, I can do a lot cooler things on my harmonicas when I'm not freezing cold.
Oh, man.
So he's been with the band ever since. It's been 9 years now, you know, and
congratulations.
No, he's my brother and he's a good man. So.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with the Ryan McGrath Band, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Twisted That Way. Finally, a song about psychology.
Well, one thing I got to say, though, about how the rhythm section ended up with us, I knew Willie. I actually reconnected with Willie after I had played with him in Chicago.
That's right.
And he and I reconnected at Barrel House Chuck's Celebration of Life in Evanston, and that's how Willie ended up getting to play with us. And I've known James since sixth grade when he moved from Brazil and showed up in my class at Notre Dame Elementary School in Deep Pier, Wisconsin.
With a hot dog in one hand and a drumstick in the other.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't help it, man.
So we go way back, and it's nice to be able to play with these guys. They're true brothers, all of them. Ryan and I are, 9 years playing together.
Yeah.
So let's do this one
for the bros.
Yeah.
Twisted That Way. It's the Ryan McGrath Band.
It's for all the kids out there listening.
No, this isn't for the kids. Come on, man.
It's live in the lair with Ryan McGrath Band.
Like a psycho, hollow, ice cold, my pole. So fine, baby, like I've never seen. Like I never just saw her. Got the poster cold, I gotta get closer. Put it on and show, this is for me, red. Hey, yeah. She looks so dangerous, she's walking my way.
Ooh.
All the lousy things and sweet champagne.
Ooh.
Parking up the window in my new Chevrolet.
Ooh.
To my girls, listen that we play now.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Listen. Back it up against the door frame. I got the cold train. No name, Snoop Gang, and Slang. Check the show, baby. Don't get on that. Say whatever they say, who's they? See, it's a replay. I ain't living it out to feel alright, feel alright. Look so dead.
walking my way. Oh, oh, oh. All the lousy things and sweet champagne. Oh, oh, oh. Fogging up the window in my new Chevrolet. Oh, oh, oh. Had I do my girls twisting that way, yeah.
Oh, 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 oh.
On the 60s, oh, testing, exit, Richard, repeat. Can't stop me, gonna lose control.
Lose control?
Yeah. Tattoos in the darkness, on his topless, goddess, heartless, wetless. Out of my damn mind, she's a lightning bolt.
She a lightning bolt.
She lightning. Looks so dangerous, she's walking my way.
Oh, oh, oh.
All the lousy things and sweet champagne.
Oh, oh, oh.
Fogging up the window in my new Chevrolet.
Oh, oh, oh.
I do my girls twist them that we play it now. Whoa, 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 yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh.
That was a knee slapper right there.
Whoa.
Ryan McGrath live in the lair here on Civic Media.
A knee slapper?
A knee
that
slapper.
That was a knee slapper, dude.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Man.
Hey, ask and you shall receive. Here we have a couple of texts coming in now.
Oh, wow.
We have one, the person listening to Madison, WMDX, says Ryan's voice is with like a heart on fire.
Ah. Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
Wee-wee.
Honey, honey, if you're listening to the radio stream, I'll be home right after this.
And then another coming through WMDX, Paul's harmonica. Wow.
It sounds like a
wow.
It sounds like brass. It sounds like there's a horn section of the band.
Yeah, that one came with a kissy face.
Whoa.
It's all in how I use my tongue. That's
Hey man. Woo. This show is PG-13 at the best.
Well, let's get
you
back
gotta stop
to live.
With it.
Let's get back to some live music because we're running out of time. The next song you have for us tonight is called Play Something I Can Dance To, and that's a bona fide hit right here at Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
We've been playing it for years. Tell us a little bit about that song and get right into it.
Well, actually, quick note. We were playing a martini party in a garage, and, you know, like a good martini party. When you're throwing, you put it in the garage. And this lady came up to me at set break. Paul had just driven like 11 hours from Memphis, where he played down on Beale Street.
Woo.
At B.B. King's, where people were dancing to the blues.
But this lady said to me, she's like, you guys play too much blues. You should play something we could dance to. You know? And that's where it came from.
Love it. Ryan McGrath Band live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Minutes, it was living so fine, but you walked up in it. Don't let my face so fine. If a man on the cook, come believe it. I'm famous for a night, even in Louvain, and I got it so tight. Wanted to leave, but I couldn't believe it when she walked up by my side. Hey, waiting for a break, and she put me in close. Grabbed my arm, and I was gonna explode. Just whenever you wanna take me home. One thing left to do, play something like dance to. Yeah! Not out. house, I'm shaking them out. I was feeling the power. Would I stop the bag and my daughter's about a damn heart attack? Diamond store night, keeping it moving. They got us on tight. Wanna leave, but I couldn't believe when you walked up by my side. Painted it fake, held me in close. Banged my arm and I was gonna explode. Whispered in my ear, wanna take me home. One thing left to do, play something I can dance to, baby. Walking away, didn't even try to take a chance. I'm on it, that's what I said. Just stood there, about shaking the head. Balanced all night, keeping it moving. Got it so tight, wanna stay, but you wanted to go. It's time to call it a night. Yeah, wait for a break, pull me in close. Bam, my arm, I was gonna explode. Whispering in my ear, you wanna take me home. One thing left to do, play something I can dance to. Yeah, yeah. Tick-tock, baby, start the clock. I got a brand new Mercedes in the parking lot of there. Tick-tock, baby, start the clock. I got a brand new Mercedes in the parking lot of there. Amber, you know, since the final of another nigga, what I gotta call my great grandmother. Amber, you know, since the final of another nigga, what I gotta call my great grandmother. Waiting for a break, pull me in close. Bam, my arm when I was gonna explode. Even if I hear you wanna take me home. One thing left to play something I can dance to. Yeah.
My favorite Ryan McGrath songs. Thank God for that person asking that question.
I love the story behind it. Yes.
It's so weird.
Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in the lair tonight. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know this is a lot of work to set something like this up. So appreciate you coming in tonight, Ryan.
Holy cow.
Oh, it's our pleasure, man.
Thank you guys for having us.
Where can people come out and see the Ryan McGrath Band? What's coming up with the calendar?
Check us out at breweries. We got a, you know, we got a lull now. Live show season's kind of over, but check us out on our website, theryanmcgrathband.com, and be sure to check us out on Facebook. These are great guys. Come down and see us play.
Yeah,
it's April 20th, yeah. Right? April 20th, you're gonna be.
Oh, at April the 20th, Fulmile. We're playing Fulmile.
Yeah,
come down for a big 420 party. Get super high and come down to a 420 party at Fulmile.
So we want to be sure we're early for this to get the buzz out for that, right?
Oh, heck yeah, dude! You know,
and we want to thank the sound man, Dave,
yeah,
tonight,
yeah, dude,
for coming out and running sound.
Dave Claridge.
And our studio audience.
Yay!
Bill, Rebecca, Alice, and Nico all came out to enjoy the music. So we thank you.
And it was really enjoyable. Thanks, you guys.
It's nice having a studio audience. It gives a... It feels loose. I like
studio
it.
Yeah. Audience in the studio.
Yes.
It feels loose. I like it.
We only got about a minute here. Any plans to jump in the studio? New album, new EP coming in real soon? Or
that's what we're working on. I've been writing. Ooh. We're going to get recording. We're going to release some stuff. You wait for it in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Give it up one more time for Ryan McGrath Band. Thank you so much, people. Appreciate you.
Thank you for having us. Woo! You guys are great. God bless you all. Thank you.
Max and Kevy is coming up at 10 o'clock. Got a double dip of I Can't Remember, but it's going to be good. Plus, Essential Last Crack coming up as well. We'll be back next Saturday. Have a great evening, everybody. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Good night.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson.